Okay. Let's get everything rolling. Five.
Wait.
Okay.
Gotta hydrate for the big intro, John.
Ready? All right. Ready?
Yep, go.
Five, four.
It's episode 183, and we've got plugins for hiding content, adding shortcodes anywhere you want, creating amazing CSS buttons on the fly, cleaning the junk, content sharing, and cool dashboard tips. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be back here with everyone.
And we've got the usual fun-filled, exciting episode full of all kinds of fruit flies and great plugins for everybody. And don't forget, you can get the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com, and we would also greatly appreciate it if you take the time and drop over to the iTunes store and give us a review on Stitcher Radio and I'm just throwing it all right into the wind today.
Twitter, you got iTunes, you got all kinds of reviews that you can leave us. Give us a thumbs up on Stitcher. You know?
Yeah, sometimes the brain just leaves the planet and leaves the body just sitting there in front of the computer screen.
That's all right. Yeah, you can give us a nice review on iTunes. We greatly appreciate that. In any country that you listen to, all around the world, we get reviews. So wherever you're listening to us on whatever device, we would greatly appreciate it. And I've been playing, John, with the new iPhone app called Overcast.
Ooh, what's that?
Which is a pretty cool podcast fetcher. But the problem with it is it actually downloads the entire podcast to your phone. I guess that's cool for saving on your data plan.
Yeah.
But, you know, as far as going mobile. But interesting new app that I'm checking out. It's relatively new, so still working out the kinks in it. But I'll give a shout out to the people as far as that goes for creating new podcast apps. Those are pretty cool.
All right. And don't forget, we are WordPress professionals, and we make our living with WordPress. So if you're looking for some WordPress support, that's one of the things I specialize in. You break it, I fix it. And if you need to get hold of me, you can reach me direct by giving me a call, 818-850-7729, or you can send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And if you'd like to do some preventive, make things happen before they break, before you need John's services, well, then give me an email, marcuscouch@gmail.com. If you've got a WordPress site, you need some marketing or SEO auditing for that, I will do it free of charge. Just give me an email, marcuscouch@gmail.com. Looking for medium to enterprise level businesses that just want a quick scrub and see what's going on under the hood.
All right. And looks like we might have something here today. What do you got there?
Well, what do we have?
We got an audio clip, looks like. I was going to let you introduce it.
We do. Well, Ryan just has a question about post flipping on his membership site.
All right, well, we'll let Brian take it away. Off we go.
Hey, John and Marcus, Ryan Drummond here from AmazingAlumni.com. I'm a huge fan of your podcast. I listen every week, and I had a quick question for you. I'm looking to build a premium membership site, and this site is going to catalog a variety of custom posts that are going to be, and each custom post is actually going to be a person's profile. I was looking for a good plugin that would allow the paid user to come in and quickly flip from post to post after they run a custom search. To do the custom search, I was going to use the plugin Loop. I hope that that's the right one. And I was going to do this off the Genesis platform. But it's that plugin that I'm looking for that would allow the user to flip from post to post. And I wasn't sure, and I hadn't seen anything that would suit my needs. Any suggestion, guys? Thanks a lot. Keep up the great work.
No, Ryan, I really don't have any suggestions for that one.
Well, I think it's not really plugin function that you're looking for, but really a way to restrict what someone can see based on their criteria. And I just did a similar project and used something that you actually recommended to me, John. So we'll talk about that plugin. That'll be the first plugin that I review on today's show.
All right. Well, there's your answer, Ryan. Coming up shortly. All right. Thanks for listening. Greatly appreciate it. That's pretty much it. We don't really have a lot of WordPress news this week, do we?
Not a whole heck of a lot just yet, but there's some exciting stuff just around the bend with WordPress 4.0 just about to be uncorked to the masses.
Oh, yes, that's coming up. That'll be interesting to see what kind of major upgrade going from 3 to 4 does for us. All right, well, I guess...
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun to play with the betas, too. So if you haven't had a chance yet and you've got a stage domain somewhere that you'd like to put WordPress on and try to use 4.0 before it hits the newsstand, so to speak, then you're welcome to it.
Check it out. All right. Well, that takes us up to the meat and potatoes time. Time to head into it, eh?
Oh, yeah. Let's turn on the spotlight.
Off we go. All right, the first plugin I've got for you here today is called Junk Deleter. And, well, most everyone knows that WordPress collects a lot of junk in the database. The longer you run it, the more crap you collect. You collect post revisions, old drafts, auto drafts, sometimes metadata that gets orphaned when you change things up, all kinds of miscellaneous things. Well, this plugin is going to help you clean that out. As a caveat, make sure before you run this the first time, you make a backup of your database. Back up before you play with the database, because if you make changes with this plugin, you cannot undo them. And it looks like it does a pretty decent job. It's got a whole listing of things you can check off to have it go through and clean up. And I tried it on my stage site. It seemed to work okay and cleaned out a bunch of junk, but that's about the best guarantee I'm going to give you because I haven't used it on a live site. So check it out. I gave it a 3-dragon rating. It's called Junk Deleter.
And God bless Paul Ravine, the guy who created this plugin, because it's like building a gun that people use to shoot themselves in the foot.
That's pretty much what it is, man.
I can't even imagine the support calls that Paul gets.
Oh, my God, I deleted it. What do I do? Do you got a backup? No, and not much you can do.
Oh, boy. Well, all right, John, let's allude to the plugin that Ryan had a slight question about earlier in the show. It is something that you recommended to me based on me describing the nature of a project that I worked on. And all three plugins that I'm talking about here today are from one particular project that I worked on. The first being plugin Paid Memberships Pro. Now, I used this for something that had nothing to do with selling memberships at all. But what I used it for was sort of a layer of post/page protection that allowed me to take, let's describe this a little bit. This client is a service-based client, and they work on people's homes, and oftentimes they work on different condominium complexes. So within this, they wanted to have the ability for someone to get a username and a password in a newsletter and be able to log into a site. Now, if you go to the site as it is, without logging in, it looks like a blank site, no logo, no nothing. But if you log in as, you know, John's neighborhood with the password, you know, John's neighborhood is awesome, it will then magically, a new site will appear in front of your eyes. And by that, I mean, you'll see the logo of the company then. You'll see the schedule on the right side. You'll see all kinds of cool things that are completely determined on what that login level is, even down to restricting individual categories and posts based on what the login is. So you can have the news on the sidebar and only people with that login or group level can see that. So I didn't use any of the actual probably intentions that this plugin was used for, but it really allowed me to customize based on that particular user. So it was a slam dunk home run out of the park. Thank you so much, John, for recommending this to me. And so now I can recommend it to people on the show, and I gave it a 5 out of 5.
Yeah, well, I've used Paid Membership Pro a couple of times, but I've used it to build membership sites. And, yeah, I've found it to be very nice. I'm looking forward to version 2, which is due to come out sometime soon, as they promised for awesome. 3 months.
It's coming.
It's coming. It's coming. All right, well, the next one I've got here for you is called Guide Me. And this one here, I was kind of excited when I read all the descriptions about it, and I was looking to be able to use it because when I turn over a website to users, I often end up coming back and they call me up to ask me all sorts of little questions and tidbits and tips and stuff to do. And, you know, that eats up a bit of time. I don't mind billing them for it, but sometimes it's nice just to give them the information right there. So what this plugin is supposed to be able to do is you can go through and you can set up tips for all the different parts of the admin dashboard. So when people mouse over it, they get a tip like fill in your title here, click this button here and the button to expand out the kitchen sink. You go through and you give the tips that you need in it. But unfortunately, it's a new plugin and it's not quite ready. I even tried it on a couple of different servers to verify it wasn't just a test server I was running this on. And I ran into many different errors when installing the plugin and then trying to go through and create the tips. I've fired them all off to the developer, so I'll be coming back to visit it at another time. But at the current moment, I'm saying, well, just kind of avoid it until it gets a little fresher or gets a little work up on it. And I gave it a 2 Dragon rating at the moment. So it does have promise, but at the moment, not yet. So it's called Guide Me, and it's going to create tips in your dashboard area.
Man, I love the concept, but it stinks that it doesn't work.
I put it on 2 different servers that are configured completely differently just to make sure it wasn't a server configuration issue. So.
Well, okay. Well, let's talk about another plugin here. This next one, it's called All-in-One Buttons, and you could literally spend countless hours in Photoshop trying to create the perfect button, or, you know, you could just spend a few seconds using this one, which is called All-in-One Buttons. It allows you to customize alignment, size, color. It even gives you the opportunity to add a little icon, like a person or a speaker or a music note or a shopping cart. You can even have animated buttons, and it's all CSS3, HTML5 stuff. It allows you to save everything as a WordPress short code so that you can just put it right within your site. Now, the icon feature was a really cool touch that I thought really put this one over the top. Overall, it's the fastest way I know to create, you know, really cool graphic pleasing buttons in a real rapid fire manner. You can even just copy the short code. You don't even have to go through their interface if you have to do a bunch of different buttons. It does all the linking and everything else. You get to choose if it opens in a new window, all that stuff. So it's called All-in-One Buttons, and I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Sounds pretty cool. I kind of like that. I'm going to have to try that one next time I'm building buttons.
Yeah, there was another CSS3 button maker that I used to use, but it didn't have this icon feature in it. Mm-hmm. And that's really what did it for me as far as making the decision on which one to use for a client site. So All-in-One Buttons was the clear winner.
Icons are becoming very important nowadays, so if you get them in there easily, more the better.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and they're done with the, you know, web fonts. So it's really smooth. It's kind of a vectorish type of look. So it looks really great on tablets and nice devices like that too.
Nice. All right. Well, the last one I've got here for you was referred to us by Sean DeWolf. And this one here, it's actually someone I know, is a local developer here in Victoria. And this is a plugin called Share Cluster, and they offer it as both a free version from the WordPress repository, as well as an upgrade to it that gives you additional information. And what the plugin does, and it has lots of potential for you if you run a network of sites. And while at first I was a bit confused at how it was supposed to work, what it does is it has its own custom post type with where you create posts that are shared across your network. And this allows you to create a list of sites, and you got to install the plugin on each site, and you put the site on it and then they key so that they can key to each other. It shares that custom post type across the websites to be displayed in a widget or other areas on the website, and it brings across an advertisement with it if you've got that included with it. And all in all, it looks like it offers quite a bit of benefits to someone who's running 2, 3, or 4 different websites and they want to cross promote their stuff across their websites. It looks like it'll be pretty good. I kind of like the way it worked. It was a bit confusing. I've fired off an email to them to let them know that they need to clean up their instructions a bit and make it a bit clearer, because if I had troubles with it, guaranteed other people will. So all in all, check it out. It's called Share Cluster, and I gave it a rating of 4 dragons.
And I like that because even the pro version is only $30.
Yeah, only $30, so, and the pro version gives you all the stats tracking.
Yeah, so I like that. I really like the I like the concept of this. I hope they can refine some of the other stuff that you talked about.
Oh, I'm sure they will. This is a new plugin, so it hasn't been out all that long, and it's just starting to grow. So,
cool. All right, well, let's wrap up the plugins of my client project, at least three of them that I used. Now, we talked about different things like Paid Memberships Pro and All-in-One Buttons, and all of those things used short codes in order to designate, you know, in the memberships part, designate who sees what content. In the buttons part, we created a button used into a short code. So the problem became, well, I got to put these short codes somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, even in widget areas and things like that, it doesn't always use the short code or within the header or things like that, just even specific to themes themselves. So I found a cool plugin called Short Codes Everywhere, and it basically allows you to kind of edit your site and put anything you want anywhere you want as far as any kind of markup, and it really allows you to, you know, designate who sees what in the sense of what I did with Paid Memberships Pro in the sidebar and add multiple different kinds of short codes, and it allowed me to filter and even hot swap logos out. So being able to use short codes like this and being able to kind of place them in areas that perhaps the theme designers didn't plan on them, it gives you infinite capacity as far as what you can do. Now, there is one bone to pick. It is called Short Codes Everywhere, but the short codes don't work in the titles, which really stinks. So other than that, I thought it was flawless. So I gave it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. I kind of like the concept there where you can edit it right in the front end and hot swap stuff.
Yeah, it's great.
All right. Well, that wraps us up. And I talked about the junk deleter one, which make sure you make your backup before you use this one, which I gave a 3 dragon rating to. The guide me plugin, which is going to, once it's working, help you create those tool tips for all the admin area, which will be pretty cool when it gets going, but right now it's still at a 2. And then of course Share Cluster to share your information across your network of websites, and if you find other people using the same plugin, hey, you can share with each other your content. Could be useful in that aspect too. So I gave that a 4 dragon rating, so check them all out.
And I talked about Paid Memberships Pro, which allows you to give custom layers of post and page protection depending on your login, and you don't have to necessarily use it for a membership site. Gave that one a perfect 5 out of 5. We talked about All-in-One Buttons, which allows you to create buttons without using Photoshop at all. perfect 5 out of 5, and short codes everywhere. We just discussed that, how it allows you to really, really get into where you can use short codes, even if your theme doesn't allow it. And we gave that one a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. And we've got kittens everywhere now. Just a new kitten here at the house walking across my keyboard. Off you go. Nothing like
as long as they don't hit the pause button.
No, it's still running. No, kittens are always really good for getting in everything and poking their nose into where you don't want them. All right, so don't forget, it's commercial time. If you're looking for some great stock photography, check out canadastockphoto.com. Some great, unique, not found anywhere else stock photo images. And new images are being added daily as we speak, so check it out. And there's even free downloads there. Just go sign up for the email list, and you can go get yourself some of the great free images that are being posted regularly.
Well, that sounds like we got a kitten image coming soon.
Oh, yeah, the kitten images will be coming real soon. Not enough cats. The internet does not have enough cats and kittens on it yet.
Perfect. Well, I want to remind everybody you can still use our special promo code for GoDaddy. That allows you to get $2.95.com domain names. Just use promo code PLUGIN295. That's a domain for under $3. I think that's still less than the price of a coffee. John, what's the price of coffee up there? A couple bucks?
No, a cart's coffee here, I think at the cheap place is $2.50. So, yeah, it's still right around that.
Okay. All right. Well, that's domain price. Just use promo code PLUGIN295.
All right. And if you're not getting your daily dose of WordPress news, check out the WP Plugins Daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you got a few minutes, we would greatly appreciate the reviews over at iTunes, Blueberry, or Stitcher Radio.
That's right. And how can they contact us directly, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can email me, john@wppro.ca.
And remember, you can contact me at my website, marcuscouch.com, email marcuscouch@gmail.com, Twitter is @marcuscouch, and remember to follow the show on Twitter at WPPlugins A to Z.
And that's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!